Whitney Houston and Million Dollar Bill. It's 8:27. It's Gino at breakfast. Grace is here too.
Morning.
And a couple of weeks ago, Grace decided to write a letter to Santa, didn't you?
Yeah, I asked for a CD case for my CDs to live in. We also double checked whether they took breaks because he is entitled to, you know, 50 minutes after every 4.5 hours.
Yes.
And we asked what was in his thermos and what his favourite place was across the Highlands. Loads of questions, and I have not received a reply yet.
Well, I've got some good news because, you know, remember Kyle phoned us a couple of weeks ago and he suggested you'd ask Santa how he is like that. Well, he's back on the phone. He must have sent his a couple of days before you sent yours, and he's got a reply. Kyle, what Santa said on his letter back to you then?
Well, he sticks my letter up on the fridge so all the elves could read it and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, right. So he's got it on his fridge. That's cool.
And that he asked if my elf was behaving, but he's not because he poured out all marshmallows on the floor and the countdown is on the floor and the bunnies are on the tree.
Hold on a second. Hold on. So the elf on the shelf has spilled all the marshmallows for hot chocolate?
Yeah.
How dare he?
What else did Santa say?
He said that is his family excited for Christmas.
Okay. And are you happy that Santa wrote your letter back?
Yeah.
Right, that's excellent. Okay, so we need to keep behaving, don't we?
Yeah.
Right, because Santa knows, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. Right, listen, thank you. We'll speak to you later.
Bye.
So you all get a reply.
Maybe I just need to give it another couple of days then. I know he's a busy man.
The good news is, you all get a reply to your Santa letter. The bad news is, when I go home today, I've got to hoover up marshmallows, that elf on the shelf, chucked all over the carpet. What's he playing it?